Hello everybody, welcome back. This week is Parshas Kisisa, and we are finishing up the Malacha of Kaisev and Meichik, writing and erasing. This is part three. Now, I just want to mention that I was just asked about something that we have been learning about for the past 2 weeks. Someone wanted to know if they can purchase a toy for their 4 or 5 year old child to use on Shabbos, and this particular toy was like this board. It's like a plastic board with a bunch of holes, and you put different colored pegs in the holes, or maybe magnetic, and you follow like a template, and you create a picture from it, a duck or a house with these different colored pegs. It reminded me of a toy that used to be around. I think it may still be around, but it was around when I was a kid. It was called Light Bright. Like, you stuck these pegs and then you turned on a light and it, like, you know, shined. So anyway, that was the idea. You followed a diagram and then you put in the pegs and you formed the shapes. I wanted to know, can a child play with that on Shabbos? And the answer is you cannot. Because in that case, you're actually creating, you're taking pegs, but you're creating a whole new picture with it. A drawing of a house or a duck or whatever. And it's not like a puzzle where the picture is already there and you're just assembling or disassembling it, which that, we said, was a machlokes, and that there is room to be lenient, and you can allow a child to make a puzzle because the pictures or the words are already there. You're just putting them together, taking them apart. Whereas here, you're taking the pegs, you're actually drawing, and you're actually creating a picture, and that's not permitted even for a small child. Okay, so now let's move on to writing and erasing as regards to food. Now, there are a number of different categories, and it seems actually a little contradictory, so it's important to understand the rationale, how we approach food when it comes to writing and erasing. Now, the simplest case, which I guess is the most prohibited, is cake with writing on it, okay? So, which means the you have a cake, and the writing is with a separate substance, like with cream, you've made written happy birthday or something on it. So cutting and otherwise erasing the writing would be a problem, according to most Paiskim. And the ideal way to deal with this is to write whatever it is you want to write on a piece of chocolate or some other substance so that it can be taken off and you don't have to cut through it. That's really the only good way to deal with this issue. There is a heter to cut between the letters because you're not erasing the actual letter and then you're just separating letters, and that goes into what we discussed in the previous weeks, that you're just assembling and disassembling an existing word, which is okay, but it's not going to help you because you're not allowed to eat it. So you're not going to gain much, I guess, unless you want to, like, you know, shave the whole thing off, which kind of brings you back to the first thing. And even if you were to cut the cake before Shabbos, but you leave it in place, it doesn't help, because being that you've left it in place, so it's all readable and then legible, and once you pull it apart, you're erasing, so you're back to the same problem. So this is a problem. You can't do that on Shabbos, and you need to do one of those eitzes, otherwise you can't really cut that cake on Shabbos. Now, where the halacha gets interesting is when you have writing or a picture or a design which is part of the cake or cookie itself. Like, for example, there are biscuits that have some writing engraved into the biscuit itself. Like, you know, the tea biscuits or whatever. So they have writing on it. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that you're allowed to eat that biscuit, even though by doing so you are erasing and the writing. So why is that allowed? There's two reasons for it. One reason is because, being that the writing is engraved into the cookie, so we look at it like it's just a cake. It's like a different form of a cake, and we don't look at it like writing. It's an interesting kind of rationale, but that's the idea. Once it's part of the cake itself, we don't look at it like separate writing, we just look at it like cake. And another rationale to allow it is because you're breaking it actually through eating. And that's like a shinoi, it's like with your left hand or doing something unusual. So that's another reason why it's more lenient. Now, so that Mishnah Berurah says you can do. Okay, so far we have one case which is very clearly a problem, and that's when there's separate writing on a cake with cream that you should avoid. And then there's one case which seems very clear that it is allowed, and that's biting into a cookie that has writing engraved in it. Now, the the reason that we're giving by a cookie is also applicable to when you have a cake or fruit or cookie which has been formed into a nice design. So, for example, if you have a flower-shaped cookie, and sometimes those flower-shaped cookies could be quite intricate, right? We have very often by our kiddush, we have flower-shaped cookies, and you're allowed to eat those cookies because same concept as the writing. You're biting into it, you're breaking it, and even though it's an intricate form, it's not different than writing. We just look at it like the form of the cookie, and therefore it's allowed. And even when, let's say you have a watermelon that has been carved into a very intricate shape, baby carriage or whatever it is, you're allowed to cut it up if you want and eat it that way, even though you're wrecking the design, because we just look at it like food now. We don't look at it like a writing that you are erasing. Now, here's the interesting thing. Though you're allowed to bite that cookie and you're allowed to cut that watermelon, you're not allowed to make a design like that on Shabbos. So you can't take, remember, I was asked this once, there was someone who wanted to, on Pesach, Chol HaMoed Pesach, Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, she liked to take her chopped liver, she apparently had a lot of guests, a lot of chopped liver, and make a pyramid out of it, okay? So that you wouldn't be allowed to do. So you can't make a pyramid out of it, because that's a very specific and a very, you know, it's an intricate design, it's not super intricate, but intricate enough that would be considered writing a Shabbos. But if she had that chopped liver pyramid made from before Shabbos, you would be allowed to eat it. That's where, like I said, it seems contradictory, because if you can't do it, then why can you erase it? So the answer is that once you make it, we don't look at it like writing anymore. We just look at it like, okay, it's cake, it's chopped liver. We don't perceive it as a form. But you can't make that form on Shabbos. You can't design it that way. So you can't take fruit and cut it into an intricate design on Shabbos. So that's an important distinction. Okay, so you can eat it as long as it's the form of the fruit itself, but you can't create it. Now, there are cookies which are very popular nowadays when they have the picture on the cookie, right? A printed picture on the cookie. Now, really, I know this because my sister-in-law makes these. It's just a printed piece of paper, essentially. It's a very specialized paper, which is then just pasted on to the cookie. So that would essentially be like writing with cream. I don't see why that would be any better. It's not engraved into the cookie. It's just written, it's like as if it would be written on with cream. So I think that would also create a problem. And those cookies should not be eaten, even though they're very ubiquitous by Simchas. It doesn't seem to me that it should have the heter of being engraved into the cookie. Now, moving on from that, one thing that you are allowed to do is you are allowed to make simple designs. So, triangles, squares, simple designs are permitted. And there's a precedent in the Gemara to this, because on Yontif, when they used to go to a butcher and get meat, they would cut it into a special triangle so people should know it's kosher meat. Like, they had a special shape for it. But it was a very simple shape, so it was allowed. And likewise, you can even, many Paiskim hold, and I think there are some Paiskim hold this is a problem, but largely it's allowed to use a baller to ball like watermelon. You can use a scooper to make a scoop out of chopped liver or eggs, because that's, again, a very simple shape, and that is permitted to do on Shabbos. Another thing that you are allowed to do, and even though this seems surprising, is if you're trying to cut a cake into neat squares, or you want to cut a kugel into neat squares, you can make lines for yourself with a knife before you cut it. And that is neither writing, nor is it mesartate, which would also be a possible malacha, scoring. And the way we know you're allowed to do this is because that is what you're supposed to do by Lecha Mishnah every week. You're supposed to make for a little line where you're going to cut it. So it seems clear that you're allowed to do it. And the reason why it's not a problem is because the same way cutting food to a specific size is not a malacha of mechateich, even though cutting wood to a specific size would be, but by food it doesn't apply. So the same reason making these lines is not considered mesartate, it doesn't apply to food. So that's something that would be permitted to make those lines. So to summarize, you can't write on cake, and you can't eat writing on cake or cut through writing on cake if it's written with a separate substance. If the writing is part, or the shape is part of the food itself, like the writing is engraved in the cookie, or the cookie or cake or fruit has been made into an intricate shape, you're allowed to eat it, but you can't make that shape. So you can't cut the fruit into that shape. What you can do is cut a simple shape, which would be a triangle or even a bowl, and you are allowed to make lines and able to indicate yourself where you should be cutting. That's what's allowed on Shabbos.